You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom, first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUXWebRadio.wordpress.com. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. This is the Monday edition, and the story in Texas today is the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, will be speaking at a rally, and I will be going over that speech at the rally for Ted Cruz. Yes, it was the number two person in the race, and I think they've made up. I think they're, how should I say it? I won't say they're buddy buddies, but they know that for President Trump to get his agenda through, he needs to make sure that Ted Cruz wins a second term. I think he will. I don't think it's going to be close. I'm not voting. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I believe that both parties are big government parties. Spending is out of control. Neither the Democratic Party nor the Republican Party could balance a budget to save their lives. It's impossible. So when you're in this situation, what do you need to do? Well, the people need to form a new party. Have you heard about any new parties? Not really. I've heard the Tea Party, but even the Tea Party has faded. So I'm not optimistic in terms of getting the government to live within the means of the American people. That is, in a nutshell, the problem. You cannot do what both Democrats and Republicans have done for the last 30, 40 years, spending way beyond the means of the American people. You know, just this year alone, the fiscal 2018 fiscal year ended September 30th. We got the report out, this time on time. I think that was because this is a midterm election. They wanted to get the bad news out first. The deficit was $779 billion, heading right back up, and it will be $1,000 billion next year. That's how bad it is. You see, I'm for a tax cut. Don't misunderstand where I'm coming from. But what you need to do concurrent with it is to drastically cut and then balance the budget within 4 years. They've wasted 2 years, and what have they done? They've increased the deficits more and more and more. Not a good trend. Now, I know what they're going to say. Well, we're going to grow our way out of it. Oh, I've heard that many, many times. The growth never seems to show up. They're not dealing with reality. I don't know what you want to call it. George Bush called it voodoo economics. I call it doo-doo economics. It's that bad. And it's not getting better. And if you keep voting Democrat or Republican, it doesn't matter which one, no matter who you, whether it's a senator, a representative, or president, they're not financially responsible. And the American people deep down know this cannot continue. Now, many people don't pay attention. I would say more than half the American people are not really tuned in. They've dropped out. Some have taken drugs, booze, whatever, but they're not engaged. They're not up on and frankly don't care. They don't know they don't care. They don't know they're ignorant. They don't care. They're apathetic. What that means is if you want to form a political party, you have, I think, a wide open roadway. because what is happening in both parties is the citizens are leaving the parties. Now, that doesn't mean they don't vote, and I leave that up to you to decide what is the best course, and I really think it depends where you're at and who is running for office and what their record is. There's less than 100 people in Congress, I'm talking the Senate and the House, that truly believe in limited government, balanced budgets, and you cannot pass anything when your total vote counts less than 100. It's really about maybe 60 to 70. And that's why I say, if you are counting on the Republican Party to save this republic, you're delusional. You're much better doing what I do, stay home. And if I really thought that the Democratic candidate for senator had a chance, yes, I would go out and vote for Ted Cruz. And that's really, as far as I'm concerned, the only situation where I would go out to vote. Because the longer the politicians stay in office, and yes, I'm for term limits, my version of it is very simple. You can serve in the House for 6 terms or 12 years. You can serve in the Senate for 2 terms, 12 years. It's up or out, very much like the military, up or out. And then after 24 years, you either run for president or you go home to retire. You ever notice the people in Congress, either the Senate or the House, they're getting older and older and older. I've seen the same faces for 30 years. I have nothing against older people serving in office, but 12 years and out. We need new thinking. We need new leadership. And if any place needs leadership, the biggest deficit today, the biggest deficit by far is leadership. Now, some of you that are new to the show will say, well, did you vote for Trump? No, I didn't vote for Trump. I stayed home. And I warn people that now President Trump, when he was running, had the best position in terms of stopping and reversing the illegal invasion of this country. We're occupied today between 30 to 60 million illegal aliens from around the world. Yes, the majority of them come from Mexico, Central America, but are from around the world. They're coming from all nations. And many of them, and I would say upwards of half, we don't know the exact number, come here perfectly legally. They visit here, and they like it here, and then they stay. Now, the reason why I'm emphasizing this, because I've watched this issue for many, many years now, the American people are getting, how should I say this, upset with the Democratic Party. Now, I'm not a Democrat or Republican. I'm not going to vote for either one of them anymore. Maybe some exceptions. Why? They believe that the American people, American citizens, people born, raised, educated here, come first, not illegal aliens. And the majority of the American people want the illegal aliens that are here to please go home. First, we'll ask them politely, please go home. And then by a date certain, it really should have been day one of the Trump administration. You got 1 year to leave. After that, we're arresting you and taking your entire family and deporting them to wherever you're from. The reason why I could not vote for Trump, I always ask the question of any politician, and really almost anybody, is this a person of character? Is this a person I can trust? Or is this a person that's telling me what I want to hear? And since the invasion of this country by tens of millions is the hot button issue, and I would say at least 75, if not 80%, and I really think it's going higher, want to reverse, in other words, send home all the illegals that are here and stop the continuous surge in invasion of this country by people from around the world. And the Democratic Party, I think, is making a calculated gamble. And I think they're going to lose the bet because the American people are not with them and they are oblivious to it. They think they're on the majority side when they're a distinct minority. And when parties get in that position, they run the real risk of having less and less power. And they're not used to that. For most of last century, going into this century, the Democrats more or less ran Washington. Oh, yes, we had Republican administrations. I understand that. But I think that reign, the progressive reign, and it was in both parties, is approaching a dead end. Because they've been on both sides of the issue. At one time, Democrats were just as adamant that immigration law be enforced. Now it's just the opposite. They're for open borders. I don't like that phrase, open borders. It does describe what's happening. What the Democratic Party want to do is give citizenship to any illegal alien that can get into the United States, live in the United States, and work in the United States. Not come here legally, but breaking into the country. The American people are fundamentally fair, and they don't like that at all. And those are Democrats, Republicans, and independents. So today we have President Trump flying in on Air Force One to give his stump speech. And I debated whether to do it, but a couple of months ago, it was, if you listen to big lie media, your major television networks and newspapers, maybe Ted Cruz is going to lose. It's not going to be real close. The Democrats going to win. I think that's propaganda. There always can be upsets. And this was a well-funded campaign. But I don't think he's going to win. I would be totally shocked. And if Ted Cruz doesn't win by at least somewhere between 5 to 10%, then something is fundamentally wrong. So I wanted to play excerpts, somewhat randomly selected. Usually on all these speeches, the first 5 to 10 minutes, they're introducing all the dignitaries that were there, even though this was a rally for Ted Cruz. But there were several, at least 4 to 5 times as many people wanted to get in that could get in. A number of people suggested, and I still think it's not too late, they should see if they could get the stadium where the Cowboys play for an evening and have a fill the entire arena. That would get a lot of people's attention, because the bigger the venue, that's challenging your supporters to come out. Now, I'm not a Republican, so I'm not coming out. I'm looking for people that want to organize a new political party, and that means finding candidates for various offices, but people that truly believe in limited government, believe in downsizing the federal government, and we need to do it. There's no sense of urgency. There's no vision here. This is more seat of your pants. Let's hope this works. But let's hear what President Trump has to say.
Look, so here we are. We're doing a rally for Ted. And it's great. We have a lot of people. Look how many meet it. This is the Academy Awards, which actually has gone down the tubes. I think we do much better. Look how many. Look at them. Do you recognize many of those happy faces back there? I know every one of them. And 15% of them are great. Everyone. I know everyone. But if you want the fake news to finally investigate Hillary Clinton, we'll just have...
Now, I'm going to interject because this is, a hot issue with me. And notice how President Trump framed the question. If you want fake news to investigate Hillary, they can do that or not. And there are people doing it. Sean Hannity is a good example of someone that's been on this. But there are other people in talk radio and in television that are on it. The problem is that it's up to the president to make the phone call, give the orders to the attorney general to investigate his own department, the FBI, and the crimes that were committed. I call it the Clinton-Obama-Democrat conspiracy. That's exactly what it was. It should be investigated, and I'm not saying it's not. I don't have any inside track as to what the attorney general, Jeff Sessions, is doing. Now, we've heard a lot of comments that he did appoint someone, and they've impaneled a grand jury, and they're going about their business, but the problem is it's taking too much time. And I think there's a reluctance on the part of both Attorney General Sessions and the Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein to really do what needs to be done. What am I talking about? This was a conspiracy involving the President of the United States, his key advisors, the Clinton campaign, and the Democratic Party. They broke the law by using the intelligence community, that includes the FBI, the CIA, the national security agencies, and other parts of the intelligence community, to spy on the Republican candidate for president, Donald Trump. You're not supposed to use government property, government people, to spy on your opponents. But that's what they were doing. That's what they were doing. And I've been waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting for something to happen. I thought, and we'll soon know because the election is not too far away, whether that, first of all, I think they were waiting to after the midterms to see what the results were. I don't accept that, but I could see where, okay, we'll wait till the midterms are over. And at that point, assuming we control the Senate and the House, we're going to go after them. And then clean house at the Department of Justice, the FBI. They need to appoint a second special counsel to do a complete, thorough, independent investigation of what was happening in the Department of Justice, the FBI, the CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency, the National Security Agency. Who was involved in this conspiracy and what were they doing? They manufactured a dossier that was paid for by the Clinton campaign that would give you the impression that Donald Trump was being blackmailed by the Russians. There's no evidence of that. It was made out of whole cloth. It was a smear campaign when you cut right through it. It didn't work. It was a failure. But they kept on with this so-called narrative or story. It's a lie, folks. There's been not 1 ounce of evidence to back that up. And they tried to hide it. Keep in mind, initially, we didn't know who funded this. Now, people were guessing who it was, and we found out it was the Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee. They used this as a pretext. They went after Carter Page. Nothing's happened to Carter Page because he didn't do anything wrong. That was just the excuse to invade the privacy of anyone of any at any level, really, that was involved in the Trump campaign. They thought they were going to come up with dirt. Initially, it was cast as what? Opposition research. Rather unique opposition research when you're going to Russia and getting Russian government employees to make things up, pay them, and then misrepresented it to the FISA court, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. Now, I'm not going to make this show about that, but my point is, and Donald Trump has heard it. He's heard it here, and he's heard it many, many times. The American people want justice. They want the prosecution of Hillary Clinton and those also involved in the conspiracy, and that includes Barack Obama, Loretta Lynch, James Comey, Susan Rice, and others. Nothing has been done. After the election, he needs to clean house at the Department of Justice and the FBI. Start again. Get people that have integrity but are not concerned about whether or not, how should I say this? I don't want this misunderstood. There should not be the rule of law for the American people, or 99.99%, and then a separate law for those that are in high places, including former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, President Barack Obama, and others in the administration. You see, if they get away with it, and they are getting away with it, that's what really grates on a number of people. Crimes were committed, and the fix was in. That's not right, and it has to be corrected. And if Donald Trump can't do it, then find another somebody that can. I'm getting tired of the excuses. The people understand. He hears the cheer, lock him up, lock him up. No, I'm for not locking it up. I'm for prosecuting him. Investigating and prosecuting. There are plenty of crimes here. It's not a case that you can't find criminal charges that you can't prove in court. Yes, you can, but Donald Trump doesn't seem to go after the jugular. He'll call her crooked Hillary, that there were plenty of crimes. Sir, you're President of the United States. You're in charge of the executive branch, which includes the Department of Justice and includes the FBI. And if people were committing crimes, and they were, you should demand, order them to do a complete, thorough investigation. And wherever the evidence leads, pursue it. And if you do that, it means they're going to be indicted. We haven't heard anything about that. The crowd is screaming, lock her up, referring to Hillary Clinton. Hey, get the wax out of your ears, President.
I didn't do it. I didn't do it. I didn't do it. So if you want him to investigate, we'll just have to nominate Hillary Clinton to the United States Supreme Court. How do you like that?
That's a bad joke.
Right?
Throw that
Let's
out of your
see
speech.
How she does. If Judge Kavanaugh had to go through what he went through, and there is a, he's a fine man. Can you imagine Hillary up there? That would take 3 to 4 years of questions. At stake in this election is whether we continue the extraordinary prosperity that we've all achieved, or whether we let the radical Democrat mob take a giant wrecking ball and destroy our country and our economy. The unemployment rate just fell to the lowest level in more than 50 years, 5-0. Here's one that's hard to beat, because the number of Americans working at this moment, think of it, at this moment, working, the number of Americans working has just reached the highest in the history of our country, all-time high.
I need a comment on this, because I hear some talk show host, Sean Hannity, is guilty of this. Listen, the population in the United States is growing. Every month, the economy, to maintain employment, you have anywhere from 130,000 to 160,000 new entrants to the labor force. And as the economy is growing, so does the number of workers. Our population, unlike many European countries, is not going down. It's going up. So it should be going up. What they're not addressing, and this frustrates me to no end, there are about 95, 96 million people that are not in the labor force. Most of those will never return to the labor force. But at least 20 million, and as high as 30 million, would return to the labor force if they could find a good-paying job with benefits, a permanent job. So the government, it doesn't matter if they're Democrats or Republicans. That's why I'm getting on this. They'll always say, well, the lowest unemployment rate, and there are only 7 million, and we have more jobs than we can handle. Yeah, but you're not looking at the people that should be in the labor force, should be working, want to work, and there's at least 20 million of them, in addition to the 7 million. The U3 unemployment rate, which is the one you hear, 3.7%. There used to be 7, they're now 6. The more representative number, and it's double that, is the U6 number. And it used to be one that's even better. And go to Shadow Statistics, and they'll show you what I'm talking about. It's over 20%. The government tries to fool you. Doesn't fool economists. They know this. The politicians always want to give the lower number. Oh, it's the lowest in 50 years. Well, let's go back to the 50s. It was under 3%. You're not even close to that. You can do a lot better. Okay, the economy was growing during the Obama years at about two-thirds of what it could do, namely roughly around 2%. The average for many decades is between 3 and 3.5%, depending when you want to start and end. This is not something to celebrate. I know he wants to celebrate that. It sounds good. But if your population is growing, you should have more and more and more people working if you have the right economic policies. And what's the big Achilles heel of President Trump and his administration, but it's the entire Congress as well? What's the problem? Spending is out of control. He never mentions that deficit. Notice, he never mentions that. $779 million last year and $1,000 billion next year. Has he closed any departments? No. Has he closed any agencies? No. Has he drastically cut budgets? No. These are big spending politicians spending way beyond what the American people can support for a government. That's how bad it is. So this rosy scenario, everything's good, fine. I hope it gets a lot better. That's my point. Celebrate when you get under 3%. And that's the U3 rate. Then, okay, have a party. But you're not out of the woods, and you're certainly, what you're doing is borrowing money for a tax cut. That's exactly what they did. What they should be doing is drastically cutting spending, government spending, federal government spending, as well as the people's taxes.
We have eliminated a record number of job-killing regulations. That's one of the reasons our companies are all coming back. Republicans passed the biggest tax cut and reform in history with massive tax cuts for the middle class, and now we're adding 10% to those numbers. We've saved your family farms, ranches, and small businesses from the estate tax, also known as the death tax.
Now, I'm for reducing taxes. Anytime you have a tax cut, they're going in the right direction. But they don't reduce spending at all. Why I'm for a tax cut, it didn't go far enough. It didn't fundamentally reform it, which means going from an income tax-based system to a broad-based consumption tax. Now, I don't have time to go over that, but that's important. Because the biggest tax most Americans pay, in terms of numbers, is not income taxes. It's payroll taxes for Social Security and Medicare. There's no relief in sight. And initially, they were making some sounds, the administration was, the Treasury was, that maybe they were going to cut that, but they didn't. We need to scrap the income tax system, replace all federal taxes with one single broad-based consumption tax. Whether it's the fair tax, my version of it, which is fair tax less, or something similar to it, that's what needs to be done. It's not being done. It's not going to happen under the Democratic Party nor the Republican Party. That's why I say plague on both of them. And let me say this. I'm pleasantly surprised with many of the results President Trump has gotten. And he deserves credit for it. But he hasn't gone anywhere near far enough in the tax area to fundamentally reform it and change the system, as well as cutting spending.
So most of you love your children, some of you don't. But the ones that don't listen to me because this won't matter. Because you're not going to leave it anyway. And if you don't love your children, and if your children didn't treat you good, don't leave them anything. Give it to charity or somebody else. But for those of you that really would like your small businesses, your farms, your ranches left to your children, instead of now having your children go out when you kick the bucket. A sad day. Then about 2 or 3 days later, they're happy as hell. No, I forget. Instead of having them, go out and borrow a tremendous amount of money to pay the estate tax. They don't have to borrow anything. There's no tax. So you'll be able to me, that's a very important thing. Nobody even talks about it. That was in our tax cuts. So we have a lot of small business, a lot of farms, ranches, and there'll be no tax. So that's great for your children. Only if you love them. Only if you love them. Anybody in here does not love their child? Anybody? Couple of them. Two people, that's not bad. My administration also ended the horrible war on American energy, something you people know a lot about. We withdrew the United States from the very unfair, one-sided Paris Climate Accord, which was putting us out of business. On day one, I approved the Keystone and the Dakota Access Pipeline. 48,000 jobs.
This is very important because any economy, the critical resources is fuel, electricity. You need power to run your factories. And it can be natural gas, which today is the more or less preferred fuel. It can be coal, can be water power, and it can be nuclear, and it can be wind. But if you're in a major economy, an industrialized economy, you need those power plants because that runs the factories. It heats and cools your homes, your refrigerator, your oven. We tend to take it for granted. At one time, we didn't have electricity. And then we had electricity. And now there are more and more uses of it. We're very dependent on fuel, and there are different alternative sources of fuel. I wish we would have at least two nuclear plants in every state to power for many, many decades, the electrical plants. You can also use natural gas. It's whichever one is has the best return on your money, where the benefits outweigh the cost. And that's going to be a different answer depending on where you are, where you're at, and what resources are nearby. So I'm glad that the U.S. government now is promoting more and more power generation by making it easy to get to market through pipelines, the oil and natural gas. You need them. So I'm all in favor of tax cuts, reducing or eliminating regulations, make it easier for people to compete, and not have the government be the roadblock for economic prosperity.
Day one. Think of that, day one. They spent years and years trying to get these pipelines built. And by the way, we're speeding up the approval process by a factor of 10 for your pipelines that you desperately need in Texas to get the oil to its destination. We're speeding it up.
That's an important point. We have a lot of oil and natural gas in Texas, but our markets are not only in Texas, but outside of the state, and you need pipelines for that, and you need to expand it where it's needed. It's long overdue, yet we had the Democratic Party under Obama trying to stop that. That was madness, and he was trying to do away with coal. Now, I'm going to leave it there. I have two other stories that I want to at least touch upon. One is an update to this. It's a growing mob. It started out with roughly 1,500, then went to 3,000. Today, the number is 5,000. I'm talking Hondurans going through now in Mexico on their way to the United States. It needs to be stopped, and maybe President Trump will stop it. He's threatening to use the military. Be my guest. We need to build the wall, though, and that gets me to my key point here. Donald Trump ran on building that wall, and less than 100 miles of new wall have been built. Matter of fact, I think it's closer to 50. And the reason he doesn't have the money, he needs $25 billion. And the Democrat Party is going to give him nothing. So if we want to control our borders, and we need to control our borders to stop the continuous invasion into this country from around the world, he needs to get the money from Congress. He should have made this an issue before the election, not after. But he better get the $25 billion this fiscal year and get that wall built. Otherwise, he's a one-term president. He's a big talker, but can't walk the walk. The American people are expecting to see a big, beautiful wall and video of that wall from California to Texas. It's nearly 2,000 miles. Where is the wall? There's approximately 300 miles built. Then you have another several hundred that has holes in it. None of the new wall has been built. I prefer to call it a big, beautiful barrier. But he's the leader. He made it front and center of his campaign. And I and many others are saying, show me the wall. Show me the wall. How many miles of wall have been built? And less than 100 is not an acceptable answer. You really need the entire 2,000 miles blocked. I know there are places that are very difficult to cross. There are natural barriers. But that doesn't mean people won't try. You need it, a 2,000-mile wall, and he hasn't. You need at least $25 billion to build it. No money, no contracts, no wall. Who wins? The Democrats win. And so do the Republicans that don't want the wall. That's the dirty secret. The political elitist establishment in Washington do not want that wall built. And they're trying anything and anything to make sure that it's not built. Now, if I had more time, I was going to get into an issue that I will predict is going to hurt the Democratic Party. They're coming out for Medicare for all. There's a problem with that. Senior citizens are very active. They go out and vote. And they know this poses a direct threat to who? Their Medicare that they paid for or contributed to during the years they worked. They're not going to allow the Democratic Party to threaten the financial stability of Medicare. It already is in trouble. And you don't have the money or the resources to make it. This is socialized medicine. That's exactly what they're coming out for. I don't think it's going to get anywhere. They already screwed everything up with Obamacare, and now they want to try again. Well, please do, because I think this is a losing issue. You'll go down to defeat, and you deserve to be defeated because you're not listening to the American people. They want the invasion stopped. They don't want socialized medicine. Most people get their medical coverage through their employer. Keep that in mind, and most of them are happy, satisfied with it. It's not perfect. What the Democratic Party wants to do is do away with all of that. That is not where the majority of the American people are. And if they want to run on it, because they will be defeated and get a rude awakening. Thank you for listening. And now, America the Beautiful. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. With the voice of Richland College. You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUX Web Radio. WordPress.com